And what they found was that there were themes that were discussed about adversities that were experienced before the age of 18, things that happened to all of these people in childhood. And so they decided, Dr. Felitti and Anda, to do a larger study that would interview thousands of people about the conditions of their childhood so that they could learn more about whether or not what happens to you in childhood is actually connected to outcomes in adulthood. So they asked about 10 categories of adversity that had happened to people before the age of 18. Had they experienced psychological, physical, or sexual abuse? Had they experienced emotional or physical neglect? Did they grow up in a home where drugs or alcohol were being abused, where they had the loss of a biological parent, either due to divorce or some other circumstance? Did they experience mental illness in any of their caregivers? Did they witness their mother being treated violently? And was anybody in their household ever incarcerated? So these were the 10 questions that they asked, and what they were floored by was that each of these was incredibly common. Before asking these thousands of people, Dr. Felitti mused that he thought that in over 20 years of medical practice, only one or two of his patients had ever been sexually abused, or so he thought. But after conducting this, he found that about 16% of males and 28% of females who took part in the study said that they had been sexually abused before the age of 18. And, you know, this was not the only common outcome. There were very common outcomes in that, you know, more than a quarter of the people who participated cited that they had been physically abused or that there was substance abuse in their home. And what they found when they correlated this to the medical records of these people was even more stunning.